Welcome to Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I'm your host, Alex Standiford, and I'm here to redefine online partnerships for bootstrapped businesses. I believe in working with top talent to expand your sales channels and enrich the lives around you, not just the pockets of big corporations.
Today, I'm interviewing Derek Hernandez. Derek has over 7 years of experience in the affiliate marketing space, working for companies like Bluehost and Stellar WP. I'm genuinely excited to share this interview and personally took a ton of notes for my own affiliate programs. His insights are just so good. There's a lot to share in this episode, so let's just get to it. So Derek, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so been in the affiliate marketing space, gosh, for about 7 years now. July 1st marks my 7th year anniversary in the affiliate space. Got my start at a company called Bluehost. They're a web hosting company in the WordPress space. Got into affiliate account management role, doing more recruiting, going out and finding affiliates, optimizing affiliates, and starting from scratch. And then worked my way into senior and then associate affiliate manager role. So really managing, starting to manage more of our top end partners while also learning the ins and outs of what it takes to manage an affiliate program. I'm still in the WordPress space, but I'm more on the software side, the plugin side. I'm now here at Stellar WP. Managing our Stellar WP affiliate program. We have 8 different plugins. So that's essentially 8 different brands under our purview. And you can argue that's similar to like an agency model where you're managing 8 different brands in a sense as it relates to the affiliate program. So yeah, been in the industry for about 7 years, mainly been in the WordPress ecosystem. And so yeah, that's a quick wrap right there.
Cool. So yeah. One of the biggest challenges I see people face whenever they're running their own affiliate program is identifying and attracting affiliates in the first place, right? So like everybody's always asking me, how do I find affiliates? How do I find the right ones? Can you tell me a little bit about how you determine the types of affiliates that are best suited for your programs?
Obviously, it's dependent on what type of product your company is offering. For me, I've mainly been in WordPress, right? So I want to work with people who have knowledge in terms of building WordPress websites, right? Mm-hmm. And so in today's world, there's influencers for like every niche. So what I like to do is do some research online, and you're going to hear me talk about keywords a lot. So leveraging Google, Bing, whatever search engine. It could be a search engine or it could be something like YouTube, right? Some sort of platform where I can look up relevant keywords that are associated to the overall industry or niche I'm in, as well as to relevant products. And so I want to see who's talking about those things, who are the leading voices, in reaching out to them and understanding why they're talking about that said niche or product, and really leveraging those types of audiences or communities and working with those types of partners. So really comes down to some manual research and leveraging the different platforms that people are utilizing to find out what best product suits their needs.
Gotcha. So I guess when I think about that a little bit, do you think that, have you ever noticed that you'll find patterns that'll emerge among the people that you're looking at in your research in any kind of way that helps kind of like dictate the messaging and the way you approach the kind of people you're going after?
Yes and no. You know, obviously you're going to find, especially in like the WordPress space on the hosting side, you're going to see a lot of, and even with one of our products, Cadence WP, you'll see a lot of high ranking content that has evolved around like how to, right? How to start a blog. How to start a website. And in there, a lot of these partners or just blogs in general that rank high organically on these keywords, it's all evolved around the how-to. And then in there, right, they'll be promoting a web host and or a theme. And so you'll start to kind of notice what type of content users are going to really lean on to help make their decisions or even just like be introduced to some of our brands or other brands. So yeah, I see a lot of that. And then you'll see a lot of top 10 or best WordPress themes. So again, to answer your question, just to sum it up, I see a lot of relevant content and taking that and being mindful of that's okay. That's some of the content that I need to go and target in order to find new recruits for the affiliate program to join, or just to look and see if there's opportunities to optimize those relationships that are currently ranking high and that are already currently in your affiliate program.
That kind of reminds me a little bit of
something that I've been doing a lot is I've been doing keyword research, and I'll find posts that are kind of high in my research, and then sure. I'll figure out the author and I'll see if maybe they're a potential affiliate. So while we're on that subject, what are some of the strategies that you use to find affiliates for your affiliate program?
Personally, for me, if I'm starting an affiliate program, I am going the gritty route and doing the manual search myself. It takes more time, but I think it's worth it in the end. You start to understand the ecosystem a little bit better and how everything's working. But to answer your question, I'm going to start personally scraping the search engines. I'm looking at relevant keywords that are within my niche. And again, whether it's page one or page two, you definitely want to be mindful of people that are starting to grow on the SERP, because there's nothing better than establishing a relationship with somebody that was on page three and next thing they're top 10. Seeing that growth, you know, it's good for your brand to get into that door before any of your competitors do. And affiliates, especially the good ones, I mean, mainly a lot of the affiliates that I work with are just, they care about their audience and they want to promote the best product possible. They can care less about the commission. So again, that's why it's important to kind of do the dirty work and look at pages two, pages three of the SERP, reach out to these partners and get your brand exposure before your competitors do. Because when they're on page one, they're going to remember, okay, this brand has been with me from the jump. So yes, I talked about the SERP, you know, doing the same thing on YouTube. Right? YouTube, there's a lot of, it's more of a brand awareness play, kind of that top funnel, introduce your brands to some of these audiences that aren't aware of your brand. So again, you can replicate the same methodology you're doing on Google or Bing, whatever SERP engine you're utilizing on YouTube, looking up relevant keywords. Also, for myself and my team, we leverage tools such as SEMrush. And SEMrush, you're going to be able to see what kind of volume these keywords are getting. On top of that, you're going to see what kind of volume some other keywords that are starting to get up there in search volume. Moving on, moving away from the serpent, scraping the search engines or YouTube, competitor analysis, right? Look at what your competitors are doing. You can leverage tools like SEMrush to see what websites are sending the most referral traffic to your competitors. You'll be able to look at that and kind of see, okay, this mom blog's sending a ton of traffic to one of our competitors. Let's reach out. Let's see if they're open to promoting our brand as a secondary option. That way you can get your brand in the door. Treat it like a test. A lot of these affiliates are smart too. They'll look and see, okay, this brand is starting to really convert a lot better. And they're giving me a ton of support along the way. Maybe we test them and promoting them in that first position, let's just call it. And right then and there, you're stealing market share from your competitors and a lot more brand exposure. So yeah, I mean, competitor analysis, right? That's a huge thing. Seeing what your brand, what type of partners your competitors are working with, and you can kind of go in a rabbit hole there. So
yeah,
those are two things I'd really start. And it's good for research purposes and obviously affiliate prospecting purposes.
Yeah, that's great. I particularly like that you mentioned looking on the second page on the SERPs and looking on the up and comers.
Sure.
Because something that I found is, from my experience, the people who are on the first page are usually established enough that it's a lot more difficult to get them to even consider working with you. I love that.
Yeah, you nailed it right there. There's a window of opportunity, right? It's good to get that relationship established before any of your competitors do, because these partners, there's a connection there. So when they are at the top of the rankings and somebody comes to them, one of your competitors comes to them and say, hey, we're going to roll out the red carpet. They're more often than not going to get on a call with you, see if there's something we can do or your brand can do to kind of up the ante or match it. Sometimes there's just a lot of emotional attachment there where they're going to really want to make sure that the first brand they partnered with gets the best representation.
For sure. And I think affiliate, you were saying, like you said, they're smart. So they have to be, you have to be a little cautious about changing your mind too much, right? There's an authenticity and some integrity that they have to maintain. And if they're changing their mind and flip-flopping on brands and products too often, people are going to start to notice that kind of thing.
100%. It's a turnoff. They'll lose the trust and they just won't convert as well. And then one thing I'll add to that too is if you have a killer product that converts really well and one of your competitors reaches out to your top partner and rolls out the red carpet with a ridiculous commission and your partner is entertaining that, high commissions don't convert well. Killer products do. So in the long run, we may not be offering as much as our competitors offering you right now, but you're going to make more in the long run, and your audience is going to be much more trustworthy because they love the product that you're promoting versus a product that doesn't convert as well and is not as killer as your product. So you kind of have to educate and make sure you're entertaining that with your partner and being as honest as possible. And that comes to relationship building and cultivating that partnership.
I always say affiliate programs are a multiplier. They don't create your sales. They multiply your leads, your funnel. So anyway, okay. So a lot of the things you talked about here is focused on outbound, right? Outbound approaches. So you're identifying people, you're finding those opportunities and you're reaching out to them. And I think that inherently a lot of affiliate management is a sales process. And you can see that with that approach. But there's also a flip side to this that I've noticed too, right? So a lot of the sites with Stellar, for example, they have dedicated landing pages for their affiliate programs. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the marketing strategies that you're using to attract affiliates to your network in an inbound kind of way?
Yeah, most of it is outbound. We are talking about the affiliate program at WordCamps, right? Doing a lot of that. And we're also leveraging our social platforms, right? I'm not sure if you met Michelle Frechette on our team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She leads our socials, just overall community engagement. And what we'll do is we'll do some Q&As on the Twitter, right? Where I'll hop on my personal Twitter and our X account, and she'll ask on the Stellar main channel, ask me questions where I chime in and essentially answer questions like the ones you're asking me and kind of build engagement, more awareness of our affiliate program there.
So some of the other things that is top of mind for me and my audience actually is the idea of motivating and supporting the affiliates that you do have. What specific support or resources do you provide to help your affiliates succeed?
For sure. Great question. This is really important, especially when you have a highly efficient program, you're getting affiliates that are joining your program on the fly. It's important to have automated things in place that help cater towards the beginners, let's just call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we can do is we'll have welcome emails. The welcome emails are automated. So when you join our affiliate program, boom, we're going to hit you with a welcome email, small overview with benefits of our program, such as how we pay you, and then things like that, dedicated affiliate support, just kind of hitting on those, and then giving them their affiliate links. So for us, we have 8 different brands, and we don't know if they're coming from Cadence. We don't know if they're coming to promote Give. So what we like to do is provide at least every single affiliate link for all of our 8 brands. Because there are instances, right, where people just join the program because they want to send a quick referral word of mouth and they're just going to share their affiliate link.
You know? Or I'm in the middle of a blog post and I'm like, oh crap, I should totally just sign up for that affiliate program.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And you know, a lot of affiliate programs are managed on different management softwares, right? And so just giving them resources right away, such as I mentioned affiliate links, obviously providing brand assets, sharing a folder of all of our logos and creatives for all of our 8 brands.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I do outside of that is provide screenshots. That's what we like to do, is screenshots of signup flows of our products, because there are affiliates who want to write how-to posts. And then last but not least, I'll mention, we like to share at times good examples of high converting content. You're going to have affiliates that know what they're doing, that join your program, whether it's on the fly or you recruited them, they know what they're doing, right? So a welcome email won't be as impactful, let's just call it. So what I like to do is, so I handle our applications, myself and my team, we'll look at them individually, right? And so we know what a good high potential partner looks like. And so immediately what we'll do is we'll reach out to them personally and send them a link to schedule a call. Sometimes they like to just keep it emails, but it's always good to jump on a call because there's so much more you can get into right away. And
I'd be interested to hear a little bit about that as well. Like, what are you doing to keep them engaged, keep them writing content, keep them inspired to even just talk about your product in general?
Yep, for sure. I love this question. So we like to lean on a couple things. We will run, let's say, content contests, and they're important to run because it keeps your lower traffic affiliates engaged, right? Because not everyone's going to rank high. If it was easy, everyone would do it, right? So we like to ensure that those of the lower performing affiliates feel the love, right? So we'll run content contests and we'll kind of go through them and pick some winners and pay them flat fee bonuses. And that does two things, right? Let's just say we have a rebrand. Recently, iThemes rebranded to Solid WP. So, you know, what we did was, our content contest was centered around updating your iThemes content to Solid WP, right? So you can leverage content contests to keep lower performing affiliates engaged while also driving brand awareness to rebrands or new products, right? So we do that, and then we run what we like to call reactivation campaigns. And so what we'll do there is, during a set amount of time, let's just say a month, we will go through and look at, okay, what affiliates are sending traffic but aren't converting? What affiliates aren't sending traffic or not sales in general? What affiliates are used to drive a lot of traffic and a lot of sales and aren't really doing it that often? We'll kind of bucket those partners and then put them into a temporary aggressive CPA or commission increase, let's just call it. And so we'll increase their CPA. Let's just say we like to pay on percentages. You know, the standard rate is 25% per commission. But what we can do is, for 30 days, we're giving you a 40% commission. And for 30 days, you're going to have an aggressive commission. We're going to hit you with a couple emails to let you know, to notify you of the temporary commission increase and provide you with examples of content that, you know, is converting well. It's going to reactivate them, which is why we call it reactivation campaigns. And so we like to lean on those as well. Those are really helpful, because what you can do is, after these campaigns are over, you can kind of sit back, review the performance and go, okay, hey, you know, the people that weren't performers that are now performed during the campaign, we're going to reach out to them and kind of grow on that relationship. Right? Mm-hmm. It's twofold there. We're going to optimize those partners for the long haul and kind of grow on that relationship, right? So that's, if you do run reactivation campaigns, it's great in the short term, but you can really build off of it in the long term. And it really helps filter out kind of like, hey, these people are performing now. Let's do some more insight. Let's jump on a call. Let's see how we can optimize further. And then last but not least, as far as incentives go, you know, offering like a tiered referral bonus, right? So give them, you know, if you send over 10 sales, which I'm just giving arbitrary numbers here, but if you send over 10 sales over the next couple weeks, let's just say we're going to pay you, you know, a $500 flat bonus. So doing that, and then other resources, right? Custom landing pages, right? So if you have an influencer that owns the niche, let's just say, you can come up with some custom landing pages. That way, when their traffic comes to their goes to our website through their affiliate link, hey, it's their face on a landing page. And that kind of helps really tie in, helps validate the brand. There are instances, right, where some influencers don't like that. Comes off as not as organic, which I totally understand. And there's partners that do like that. And then ensuring that our landing pages on front of site are going to convert for our affiliates. That's a big thing, right? So when you work at a company, marketing's doing their job, right? They're testing different things. They're testing different CTAs. And ensuring that your affiliate landing pages are not being messed with. So having your own affiliate template landing page. That way, when front of site changes do occur, you're protecting your affiliates from that. And so until we know for a fact it's going to convert well, then we can make the changes necessary. And then I'll finish off by saying, you know, special discounts as well for affiliates who've earned it. And I want to be very clear here. It's not a special discount if all of your affiliates have it, right? So you need to be very protective there. And, you know, the reality is affiliates are going to know that there's special pricing for affiliates out there and they're going to ask for it. And I love when affiliates ask for it, but 90% of the time I'm going to have to, you know, set them up on some sort of performance plan in order to obtain that.
That's great information. So to expand on that a little bit, can you tell me a little bit about some of the essential things that somebody could do if they were, say, a solopreneur or they didn't necessarily have the resources to do some of these full-blown campaigns? I'd be interested to hear what you think would be the most impactful things a person could do if they only had enough resources to do a handful of the things that you just mentioned. Which ones do you think they should prioritize and how would they approach that?
I'd lean on systems, things that would be automated. So if you're able to blast some sort of email, you know, you have the resource to do an email blast to your affiliate program, I would be setting up things such as a content contest, because that's going to save you time from reaching out to each individual partner to get content going. So doing something like a content contest is really going to kind of kill two birds with one stone, right? And then some sort of incentivizing affiliates in an automated way, right? So I kind of go back to leaning on some sort of email provider where you're able to blast out automated emails at a given time, letting them know you can kind of automate the incentivizing process, right? Let's just say if you have Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals coming up and your time's sparse, I'm going to let them know, hey, we're going to be increasing your commission, whether it's a flat dollar amount or percentage for that given time during Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Here's some content, right? And I would lean in providing examples of your top converters and their best subpages on their websites and really utilize those as examples in these emails. That way these affiliates know, okay, I'm getting a temporary increase during the best time to promote, aka Black Friday, Cyber Monday, just giving you know, basic example here. And then, okay, great. Here's some relevant content that I know converts, because this is what they said is converting, right?
Yeah, totally. It's
the highest converting content as they're providing it as an example. So again, kind of ties back to having automated systems in place where you can incentivize and drive affiliate engagement by leveraging email blasts. So that's what I would lean on personally.
That's great. So you're talking a little bit about this idea of, in the context of Siren, the plugin that I've made here, it can create multiple affiliate programs. So in my head, the increased incentive program that you're talking about, like the bonuses and stuff, would just be a second program on top of that. So it sounds like you're doing a fair bit of kind of almost like limited time offers. It's almost like the opposite of a coupon, right? So like instead of doing a discount or something on the other end of this, you're actually doing increased incentives for limited times for your affiliates. You use the Black Friday, Cyber Monday as an example. What about launches? And like, say you're launching a new version of a product or a major feature or something like that. What are some of the things that you're doing that leads up to that launch that you're doing to prepare your affiliates for that launch and to be able to set them up to be able to participate?
We send a quarterly, sometimes monthly, depending on that time, right? Whether we have a sale or a new product launch. So what we'll do is we will rely heavily on an email newsletter, notifying them about whatever it is we need to notify. You mentioned a new product or a rebrand. I believe it was a new product, correct?
Yeah, it was a product launch or a major feature.
Product launch, yeah, there we go. So we'll rely heavily on that, right? And you know, at the end of the day, we can't reach out to every single partner individually in our affiliate program. That's just the nature of the beast, right? So we'll rely on those heavily, okay? And for me personally, if I was an individual, I would also, if I was just running my own affiliate program itself and there was a product launch for our brand, notify them via email newsletter, let them know what's changing, let them all they need to know as far as what they need to update their content, right? I would also put together a list of productive partners where I can go, okay, I'm relying on this email newsletter to update affiliates. Now it's time to individually reach out to people that I know are going to help drive traffic and really focus on those and kind of do more of a personalized reach out, ensuring that they have all they need to know before product launch. Right? The tricky part about that is you want to make sure you are not communicating on a mass level to your affiliates until something is set in stone. So I want to make it very clear, a big no-no that I've discovered throughout my career is sending out a mass communication for something that's not fully launched. Now, it is okay to, let's just say I'm on a call with one of our top partners, right? And I have a really good relationship with. I would drop hints on, we may have something coming in the pipeline that I want to keep you aware about. How much time do I need to give you in advance to ensure that once we hit submit or publish, whatever it is, that you have what you need to have in order to promote that at that given time, right? So again, that comes down to cultivating relationships and having a really good line of communication with your top partners, right? Let's just say your top 10% of your affiliate base. It's like that 80-20-20-80 rule are going to be driving in your 80% of your revenue. And then there's going to be 80% of your affiliate base that's driving in 20% of that remaining 100%. So again, you're going to have different communication lines for both. So yes, relying on email newsletters and then personal outreach to your top partners and ensuring that they're prepared, right?
Perfect. That actually kind of leads nicely into my next question. And you've kind of already answered it a little bit here. Sure. You talked a little bit about the personal outreach with the 80-20 principle. And I've definitely seen that in literally every affiliate program I've ever looked at.
Right.
It's always that 80-20 just seems to apply so hard in this regard. Is there anything aside from that personal outreach that you do different for these key affiliates to help them more? Like, what are some of those other more personal touches that you're doing that's that maybe you can't necessarily do on the broader scale?
Sure. Let's just say if we are running a, you know, you mentioned a product launch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most companies are going to give a longer of a leash, whether it's budget for product releases for our different channels to use. So for our VIP partners, right, we are going to more so work with them to see if there's some sort of like, you know, content campaign we can run with them, whether they have a community where we have a lead product manager join a webinar to do some training on that new product launch.
Mm-hmm.
We have a longer leash with our VIP partners in testing different things, whether it's a 2-week custom discount for a specific VIP partner in their community. And I also talked about reactivation campaigns. And I mentioned the real work starts after the campaign's done because you're able to see, because ideally, right, we have all of our affiliate partners be VIP and they're all crushing it. But the reality is that it's just how it goes, right?
So I guess what you're suggesting is maybe you would be able to see the outstanding performers from that reactivation and then potentially give them an opportunity and maybe give them some VIP status things just to see if you can continue to build on that relationship.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, and that was a lot of great information. I'm really glad that you came onto the show because I think that this is going to be really helpful for a lot of people, myself included. It's been great. Just real quick before we close up, where can people find you online?
Yeah. So it's something that I probably should be doing more of. I mainly use my X account for football and sports.
Gotcha.
But I would recommend finding me on LinkedIn. Derek Hernandez. Yeah, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, last name Hernandez with an H. And reach out to me there. If anyone has any questions as it relates to affiliate program management, or if they are interested in joining and promoting our WordPress plugins here at Stellar WP, reach out to me on LinkedIn, make it super easy for you, send you the direct link to join our affiliate program, and I'll happily respond to any questions that they may have.
I'll add those to the show notes as well. So
wonderful.
Thanks so much for your time and have a good one.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I hope you found today's discussion insightful and inspiring. Remember, the strength of your business lies in the partnerships you build and nurture. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. For more tips and insights, visit our website at partnership.fm. This is Alex Staniford, sailing out.